Daylight saving ended this weekend, so clocks rolled back 1 hour. Falling back in the shorter days that come with this time of year affects many Coloradans' mental health. I spoke with Dr. Gary Schreiner, the behavioral health manager at Mountain Family Health Centers, about seasonal affective disorder, or SAD.
A seasonal affective disorder is where people experience depressive symptoms in the winter months. And that is due to lack of sunlight, cold weather, us being stuck inside because of the cold weather. And a lot of times it affects people, a lot of times younger people more than older people, because they're outside a lot more. And altitude makes a difference also. The higher the altitude, the more incidences of that type of depression occurs. And it usually rectifies itself in the spring when the sun starts to come out, the days get longer, you get outside a lot more, and it just tends to go away. And so the difference is in a major depression or some type of other depressive disorder, it occurs year round. Here, it gets better as the days get longer.
How is a patient with SAD treated?
Some medications help. Talk therapy helps. Sometimes the best thing to do is just get outside as much as possible and be in the sunlight. And what's great about Colorado is it could be 25 degrees. If the sun's out, that's sweater weather.
So what directly impacts SAD? What factors go into people being diagnosed with a seasonal affective disorder?
Well, you know, it's not really psychological. Part of it is psychological, but a lot of it is physiological, where our system, we need sunlight. We can't exist without sunlight, just like a plant can't exist without sunlight. And so in the winter months, more people are susceptible with those shorter days, the longer nights. And at our altitude, again, we see a lot more incidences of that.
Even though we have a lot of sunlight, what direct impact does SAD have with the overall numbers or statistics of mental health in Colorado?
You know, I don't know if I've read anything specifically on that. I think, first of all, it affects kids more. And I think a large part of this now, instead of kids getting out doing things, they're on their telephones. They're doing video games. So that kind of perpetuates that lack of being outside, lack of sunlight, lack of social communication. One, they can do everything in their house. They can talk to people. They can play video games. And there is some research out there that says even video games kind of affect your mental outlook too. So it's kind of a combination of all that.
How many patients do you see coming in the area? Like, does the numbers go up in the number of people who are coming for mental health services around this time of year?
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing this for about 30 years now. Usually around the start of October to about middle of December, huge, lot of people come in for help. And then from January to about April, we're real, real busy. And then in the summers, not as busy. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Again, the weather's better. People are outside a lot more. Not that we don't see people in the summer, but the two big times is in the fall and early spring.
That was Dr. Gary Schreiner, the behavioral health manager at Mountain Family Health Centers, speaking about seasonal affective disorder among Coloradans. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.